This just in, the Seattle Seahawks have scored again. Now, into the Miner Nation we go. On the wrestling mat, the Miners competed in the Region 10 Championships out at Union High School. Josh Pellegrin, Colin Horn, and Greg Shagan each earned medals in the respective weight classes, which advances them into the divisional tournament this Friday and Saturday. Also advancing were Spencer Cameron at 106 pounds, Jackson Kelly at 113, Jacob Pellegrin at 145, and Beckett Ricks at 160. Good luck, gentlemen. On the ice, the Miners' undefeated season came to a screeching halt when they fell to UCI 4-1. It was quite a surprise, but maybe it's a wake-up call the Miners need as they get ready to battle for a state championship run. They are now 9-1 and have the number 2 seed in the state playoffs, which will begin for them on February 12th. Location will be given next Monday and time. Into the pool we fall, and it was in Uinta. Competing in the Region 10 Championships, the Miners took the overall combined score, with the girls dominating and the boys finishing a very close second to Uinta. Highlights included Alex Yocobino winning the 200-yard free. Jinwan Baylor smoked the field in the 200-yard individual medley, winning by 12 seconds. Vincent Hess took the 50-yard free. Vinny Christian, he won the 100-yard free. And David Ferris swam to victory in the 500-yard freestyle. For the ladies, Alondra McDowell, Kendall House, Joel Hess, Rosalind Selznick, Mara Selznick, and Becca Selznick all won races. Onto the hardwood, both the boys and girls were in the friendly walls of the shaft all week. The girls opened the week up with a thrilling 54-53 win over Uinta. Sabrina Pryor and Maddie Comazar combined for 30 points. Sabrina had 17 of those. Maddie, it was a career high when she scored 13. Also, Hannah Schlucker, she chipped in 9. However, on Friday night, they ran into a very hot Union team and went down in defeat substantially. But this week, the girls will be at Juan Diego on Tuesday night to try to get back on track. Tip-off set for 5:15. For the boys, they throttled Uinta Utes on Tuesday, 70-53. The Miners made 26 free throw's to go along with Boston Vandiver's 20. Reed Marks, he also chipped in 14. Sam Kingdon put in 9. Then on Friday night, in a barn burner in the shaft, a packed Miner Nation, a total redout, they took on Union, and the Miners held on for a 57-56 win in a game that never saw either team lead by more than 5 points. With numerous lean changes, the Miners' stingy defense came up big on the final play to secure the win and improved them to 3-2 in Region 10 play. Adam Hutt, Connor Anderson, and Logan Holbrook each scored 6. Sophomore Luke Carson, he dropped in 7. Reed Marks poured in 8. And Boston Vandiver, he led the scores with 16. That junior guard, Boston that is, he went over 700 points in his career, just a junior. A huge region game tomorrow night, Tuesday, when the Miners travel to Juan Diego to take on the Soaring Eagle. The Miners are after revenge after a disappointing 3-point loss to Juan Diego in the shaft a couple weeks back. And get this, you can catch all the action live right here on KPCW. Tip-off scheduled for 7 o'clock. Again, that's tomorrow night, Tuesday, 7 o'clock, Miners versus Juan Diego right here. So that's what's going on in the Miner Nation. Be sure to like our Park City Miner Nation Facebook page. This report has been brought to you by the Park City High School Booster Club, the UPS stores, the law offices of Todd Wakefield, and the Elliott Work Group. I'm Scott Chester, and this has been this week's Miner Nation Report. Get the snowblowers fired up.